Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning Envy Pro call. Today is December 10th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which of course you can do by going to motorvitality.com and listening to years and years and years worth of archives, or by simply subscribing to Motorvitality with the hyphen on whatever podcast application you use, whether it's Google Podcast or Apple Podcast or iHeartRadio or any of those things. So we love having you on live, but also really appreciate those of you that aren't able to make the live ones. But I like hearing the feedback. I like hearing your thoughts on it. So shoot me an email or a call and let me know, you know, what's going on. So I'm going to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week that they wished they had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Buddy? Anybody have anything this week? Okay, then with that, I am going to, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the call, mention that this will be, we will have one more call next week on December 17th, but this is our next to last call of the year. We're not going to have a call on Christmas Eve, which is December 24th, in case it falls on, Christmas actually falls on December 25th this year. It's kind of strange how that happens. The 24th, the day before, we're not going to have a call. In fact, we will not have after next week, we'll have the last call of the year next week, and then we will not have another call until January 7th. So our first call of 2021 will be on January 7th, and we will send out a notice to remind everybody of that. But I just want to let everybody know that next week will be our last call of 2020, and I hope you'll be here for it. Okay, so if nobody has anything to chat about there to begin with, I do have a topic today, but it's a participation topic. I was talking to somebody that listens in on these. He's one of the ones that is not always able to make it live, and he's been listening to some of the recordings, and he said, you know, you do all the talking on some of those, even though it's supposed to be a discussion. I'm like, yes, I know. I know, but I really, really do love it when it is a discussion, when you guys participate. So I know that sometimes I go off on my tangents and I flow through the topics, but I really do want this to be a forum where we can have a conversation and talk and get your thoughts. And I know that sometimes there's a delay in, because it is a VoIP call. And so sometimes when you say something or if you have a comment, it takes a minute to unmute yourself if you're muted so that we don't hear the background noise. That doesn't offend me. And jump in there, okay? And let's have a conversation about it. Let's talk about it. I wanted to create a forum where we could get together and chat, not always listen to, you know, to Kelly's dissertation. So, but here today with a little participation, what I'd like to start off by doing is asking you guys, now remember on this call, we do not talk product and we do not talk company, okay? But I would like for you to give me a feature or benefit, something that your either water softener or reverse osmosis brochure says on it. Just toss it out there. Give me a feature that's on your brochure. Something, anything that your brochure says that it does. What, you know, when you hand it to a customer and it jumps out there and they've got bullet points listed of features. It's going to be probably somewhere near the baby in the suds and the woman drinking a glass of water and looking happy about it, or a dog that looks like it's just been bathed, like a rescue or as I like to refer to them, a reconditioned dog that looks like it's just had a bath and is happy about it. Okay, that's where you're going to find those bullet pointed features. Toss them out there. Give me a couple. Don't be shy.
Hey, I think he covered them all, Kelvin. Honestly, I think he covered them all. That's what we see on all of them. We see the...
I got one. Leak detector.
Okay, go. What was that?
Leak detector.
A leak detector. Okay. All right. And I assume that the... whatever you're looking at is the only product made out there that has a leak detector on it, right?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. We'll come back to that one then. Okay, that's a good one, though. What else? What else?
Quick change. Easy to
quick change. Oh, so you're looking at like a reverse osmosis, and surely there's only one reverse osmosis system out there that has quick change filters.
Oh, my God.
Right? Is I'm positive about that bullet point. People would look at that and go, yes, absolutely, that makes your reverse osmosis stand out from everybody else's, therefore I'm going to buy that one. Give me another one. That's a good one. That's a really good one. That one's only very exclusive to only one reverse osmosis. So what's another one?
Automatic bypass.
Oh, an automatic bypass. Definitely. That's the only, and I know exactly what system that is. They see that one had, because there's only one system that has that, right?
Seriously?
Which of you out there have the most efficient, according to your brochure, the most efficient water softener?
I do.
Anybody else? Oh, you can't. You guys are representing the same products? Wait, which one do you have that will save you up to 75% on soap usage?
Any of them.
It's got to be specific. It's on the brochure, so I'm sure that the brochure is telling your customers how your system stands out. I mean, here's what I'm getting at. I guess maybe I'm a little confused, but I kind of assume that when you hand the brochure to a customer, they're going to look at it and know exactly why they need to buy your system over everybody else's, right?
No, that's what we're for.
Wait a minute. Really? Explain that to me, please.
Really?
Go ahead.
We just had this discussion yesterday on a sales meeting. It was talking about how some people are visual learners, some people are auditory. You got to do basically the various types of learning. But, yes, I have a brochure. Yes, there are things on it I'm going to highlight. But my job is to explain it to them and explain the benefits of those things.
So
because reading it is not going to be clear to them always.
Okay, good. So what else? Any other? Here, I'm going to read to you. I actually have a list. I have a brochure here. And I'm going to read to you some of the features. And I want you to tell me what type of product it is. Okay? Here's just a list of some brochures. And tell me the brand or even type of product it is. You should be able to recognize it here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Up to 50% less soap. Hair silky and soft skin. A gleaming tableware and water with better taste. Ecological. Maintenance free. Annual electricity cost only $4. Reducing your heating costs and optimizing appliances. Savings of up to $135 per year in salt. Soft water in your sink, toilet, bathtub always stays clean. Your plumbing and appliances are descaled completely. What is it? What brand?
Well, it's not Connecticut because they don't use electricity.
At all, right. And that, we're going to come back to that one, too. That's where this call is going to end up going, not necessarily with that particular brand, but something that you were just aware of. Listen, this, what I just read to you was directly off of a brochure of one of those descaler things that wrap the copper coils around the pipe and claim to do all those things. I'm looking at a brochure right here.
Wow.
Of a picture that has, now, didn't that sound like just about every water softener that you find out there?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my point, you guys. And Stacey, you were kind of right on this, okay? And you could do the same thing. Maria, I, of course, was being sarcastic as you're talking about your reverse osmosis system. But there's two places I want to go with this call today, okay? The first thing that I would recommend you do is pull out your brochure or the advertising or something that you have for the product, for the main product you carry. Go down through that list, go down through the features list on it, and take a look at, mark a line through the ones that that everybody else out there, that your competition, not necessarily everybody else, you really only need to focus on who you're competing with in the area, right? You know, who you run across. Maybe you have one big competitor, somebody that you run across all the time. Okay, maybe you start there, because you can find features, you know, if you expand it to nationwide, it's not really, the exercise isn't really going to help you a lot. But go through the list of features on that brochure and just put a line through the ones that you think your competition has. You know, you sell one brand and they sell another brand. That's great, okay? You could do the same thing with a car. If you bought a car, you could go through and it says, has four wheels, has an engine, has an air conditioner, has auto start, has, you know, heated seats. You could go through and do the same thing with the features on the car until you get down to a couple. And maybe it's as simple as the keyless entry on the side of the, you know, on the side of the car, where you have the buttons where you can get in, you know, with the keyless entry. Maybe you can lock and unlock it with an app that your main competition doesn't sell. You know, that's you would do the same thing on a car, but let's do that with our equipment. Start with the softener, start with that brochure, go down through that list. Pretty much all of them are going to say that they're highly efficient. All of them are going to say that they, you know, save your glassware and your clothes last longer, and you have heating efficiency and all of that stuff. All of them are going to say the same things. Look and see what's left. If there are one or two features that are unique, at least to the equipment you have, that your competition doesn't have. Maybe you have a product that's made entirely in the USA and the other company doesn't. Okay. Maybe you have a product that does have a leak detector. Maria, you talked about a leak detector. If you know your competition, this is where we're going to go at the end of, you know, towards the end of this call, is knowing your competition, knowing what features they have, what they talk about, what they like, what they don't like. Okay. Maybe none of your competitors have a leak detector that they are putting in. Okay. Certainly there are other companies out there that have them, but maybe none of your competitors are carrying a product that has a leak detector built into it. Okay. You know, an automatic leak shutoff. Okay. Go through your brochure, put a line through the ones that your competitors have, and look at the one or two, or if you're lucky, three features that your product has that your competitors do not have. And maybe it's one of those things that that maybe they have it, but they don't either talk about it or they don't understand it. I mean, we run across that a lot too, where you have those competitors out there that really don't know anything about their equipment. Stacey, you mentioned a particular brand a while ago, and that's, you know, I grew up in the Connecticut world, right? I started selling Connecticut, and it was you know, there were a couple unique features of that system, but they were the features that were obvious about that system. And so my competitors learned to sell against that feature. In fact, the list, it's interesting because the list of stuff that I just read to you, you know, you do see that the mention of how much electricity, so even water softeners, you see that on water softener brochures sometimes, how much electricity they use a year. I've always wondered if that wasn't in direct, you know, a direct response to a non-electric water softener, you know.
Probably.
And which I always remember thinking, you know, that's sort of a compliment, right? That you have that kind of influence on the world. Okay, but so let's go to, well, let me finish that thought first. All right, make the list of everything, because remember, okay, you guys have heard me say this before, but it is a competitive industry. You have a lot of competition out there, okay? And I can tell you that, I was just telling somebody else this a couple days ago too, that I honestly do not believe that there is a water softener and definitely not a reverse osmosis system out there worth more than $1,000, no matter how good it is, no matter how great the features are, no matter how many of those bullet points you put on the brochure along with the woman drinking the water and the baby and the suds and the reconditioned dog, no matter how I'm sorry if that offends anybody, the reconditioned dog. Let me say it a different way. No matter how many pictures of used dogs there are on the brochure, it doesn't, those things, it's like Charlie Brown's teacher, right? Wah, 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 wah. They say the same exact things to your customer, and that softener or that reverse osmosis is not worth more than $1,000. At tops, could be the best one made, and I don't think it's worth more than $1,000. So why are we able to go out there and sell them for $2,000 and $3,000 and $4,000 and $5,000 on? Why are we able to sell them for that? What makes them worth $4,000? Anybody? Is it the bullet points on the brochure?
No. You're finding a need that they have, and you're filling that need.
Okay, that's part of where I'm going with it. What else? What I think is it's the intangibles, you guys. It's not what that brochure says. It's not the picture. It's the intangibles. It's the service that goes along with it. I used to tell people, look, you're spending a lot of money on this equipment. It's the reason I would go out and I would do the follow-up, the in-person follow-up, because even the best installers sometimes have a bad day. Sometimes they accidentally get put in backwards. And sometimes there was a miscommunication on where it was supposed to go, you know, because either the customer changed their mind, or there wasn't a thorough plumbing assessment done, or for whatever reason, the installer saw that it, you know, thought that it should go in a certain place and the customer wanted it in another place. And you go out, and I used to tell people when I do the in-person follow-up, I'd say, you know, it's a lot of money for this equipment. I recognize that. For this kind of money, I don't want you looking at it going, eh, it's okay. I want you jumping up and down with joy over it. So I'm going to come back out and I'm going to check it. And if the pipes are crooked and there's solder all over the place and the installer left a mess, that's not top of, you know, why would people, when they buy from you, they're buying a top of the line system. Otherwise they go to a box store. They go to Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere else and have their plumber slap it in. If you know and then the plumber would do a good job, but the plumber wouldn't know water treatment. So he wouldn't understand, you know, the potential drain issues that you might have or the location issues. You know, they're not going to leave a mess on the pipes, hopefully on the soldering pipes, but they're not going to be a water treatment expert. Okay. So that's why they come to us. That is what makes the equipment, getting a little bit of background noise, guys. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm getting a little background noise. Can you mute yourself? Okay. Jen, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still
Jen,
here.
Can you mute everybody? Star 6 okay. to unmute yourself, you guys. Okay. Star 6 if you guys have a comment, okay, to hop on there to participate. Sorry about that. So anyway, that is what makes that equipment worth the funds that you're asking for. Now, let's go to the second part. And Stacy, you kind of mentioned this illustrated this. It's knowing what your competition is saying about you. Not only knowing what they, you need to know your stuff, you need to know your equipment, you need to know what its features are, and be proud of those features and talk about them and highlight not only the bullet points on that brochure, but the intangibles. You know, I've always said that if it's awesome if you take your shoes off before you walk in a home, or if you do an in-person follow-up, or if you you know, confirm your appointments to remind the customers, you know. I mean, all of those things are awesome, but if your competition are taking their shoes off and they're doing in-person follow-ups and they're doing, you know, confirmations, you know, and all of that stuff, that's not superior service. That's average service. If everybody else, it's necessary, and the customers may notice that if you don't do it. But if all your competition is doing it, you're not doing anything spectacular. You're doing average stuff. That's average if everybody else is doing it, even if it's stuff that you know, that seems like it's over and beyond. Okay, so you look for things that are different. You want to set yourself apart. You don't want to be Charlie Brown's teacher, the want stuff. Then you look for things to set yourself apart. That's the first thing that you have to do. In order to do that effectively, you have to know what your competition is doing. So yeah, start with their brochure. Look, you can pull them up with Google these days. You can open that up. You can find, I know you see them if you're out there, then everybody can get a hold of brochures. Everybody has them. You know, you see them, they're on, most things are digital nowadays. You can find them right there. Look at what they have. Look at what they claim. Look, and then you will slowly, especially if you're communicating with your customers, even when you lose a sale to your competition, you know, hopefully you have a good enough relationship where you're comfortable enough with them where they didn't make the decision to buy because they didn't like you. Okay. Hopefully you did a good enough job in the home where they trusted you, and their decision to go with somebody else was not because of you. Maybe it was simply because you didn't carry one of the features, or you didn't have something that they had, or they just did a better job. You know, maybe they could get it in faster, you know, the installation, whatever reason, but hopefully you have a good enough relationship with your customer that you can ask them, what was it about that company that made you choose to go there? You know, I'm trying to get better, and I want to make sure that we are offering to our customers what they're looking for. You know, some customers aren't going to tell you because they've been burned by other salespeople that, you know, we talked about that last week, handling rejection. You know, those salespeople that get all upset and start guilting them in. Salespeople have trained our customers to avoid some of those conversations. But maybe we find somebody that, you know, we had a good relationship with, and we can find out, why did you go with that other company? Get to know your competition, both the features, like Stacy mentioned, you know, you can identify that. You can get to know those features and be aware of them, and then bring them up or set what I call landmines up. If you know that your competition is out there talking about that particular thing, set landmines. You know, I used to sell when I was up against, there was one particular company I had, and, you know, because there are pros and cons of every feature, right? Every feature, if you talk honestly to a manufacturer, well, not necessarily a manufacturer, they're always going to tell you that theirs is the best no matter what, but if you talk honestly to somebody who's selling them, and I mean honestly and objectively, and you you look at it, they can tell you pros and cons. You know, they know the types of service issues they've had or the problems they've had. But I used to, you know, if you know your competition's warranties and you know, look, you want to have an idea of what's going to go wrong with your competition, take a look at their owner's manual, at the troubleshooting guide. And that will let you know what's going to potentially happen. Look at the forums, the online forums about your competitor's equipment, and look and see if there are common issues that come up. And I'm not saying bash your competition, because you don't want to get into a war like that with your competition. But be honest about those things. There used to be a competitor that had a really, for me, being a Gidget Gadget guy, it was really super cool. I loved it. This thing had a modem on it, and it dialed in, and it checked this. I mean, for a Gidget Gadget guy, it appealed to me, even though I sold a system that did not have anything like it. In fact, didn't have electricity at all. But I knew that that my competition was coming in and talking about, you know, hey, if the power goes out, you don't have you don't have water anyway because your well pump's off. So I used to address that. I would set a landmine and wait for them to. I knew they were going to say that. You know, if your power goes out, your well pump doesn't work, and then you don't have you don't have water anyway. So why is that going to matter? You know, this one. And so I used to say that ahead of time, knowing that that's what my competition was going to say. So when I was talking to a customer, I go, you know, power goes out, you're not going to have, I would say the same thing they would say. It was true. I'd say the power goes out, you're not going to have electricity to your well pump, but this is one less thing to put on a generator. And they go, oh yeah. So then when my competition came in after me, they would go, my competitor would say, you know, when the power goes out, you don't have water anyway, they would go, oh, well, we have a generator, because everybody out in the country had a generator anyway. They would talk about this modem thing, this really cool thing. And I would say, you know, I love that. It does some really super cool things that I wish I kind of would, you know, that appeals to me. I like that a lot. But then I think, is that really where I want to put that sophisticated of a computer? Down in a basement where there's condensation and moisture and salt powder gets on it, and would I store my laptop or my television down in that area? You know, so I want this system to last 20 years. I don't want it to only last 5 years, which is what the warranty on that, you know, the longest warranty on that I've seen is. And, you know, I would set landmines so when the customers would come in, that competitor would come in after me, and I never mentioned the competitor's name, by the way. I never talked about who it was. Because I don't want to give them an idea. I don't want to highlight and point out who my biggest competitor is. I'm not going to name them by name. You know, I'm going to mention the features or the selling points, just so that the customer then gives that. I'm setting the landmine. So when that competitor comes in and says the same things that they say every time, they walked over a landmine and didn't even realize it. Because the customer says, well, yeah, but what's the warranty on that? Oh, well, on the electronics, it's only 5 years. Oh, okay. You know, I had a much better warranty. So it was the competitor that I was up against didn't even realize that they walked over a landmine that I had planted. That cannot happen unless you thoroughly recognize what features you have that sets you apart from the people that you're selling against. And as Stacy illustrated, you have to know what your competition is offering as well. Just, I want to reiterate one more time before we leave here. We're not bashing our competition. We're not being disrespectful of our competition. We're not saying anything that's untrue. We're not twisting around what they have either. We are just simply aware, and that's sales. We are going to highlight what sets us apart and why they should choose to go with us over them. Okay, and leave it to we've talked about this before. Assume your customers are intelligent people. Leave it to them to make an intelligent decision. It's your job to present them the best case possible. And then trust them to make that decision. Okay, I know it's 9 o'clock here, but any final comments? Star 6 if you have any final comments or thoughts. Okay, everybody. With that, then, please be safe. We will have one more call of 2020, like I said, and so we will see you next week, if and talk to you then, if not before. Be safe, everybody. Thanks so much.